Well, it looks like Ben and Dave have been doing their best Sherlock Holmes impressions this week as they've been spotted wandering about Cambridge, waving a magnifying glass in the air. Let's find out what on earth they're up to.
For Kitchen Science this week, Dave has invited me along to do a bit of stargazing Kitchen Science style. Now, Dave, it's been very rainy and even snowing recently. Today's quite cloudy. What on earth inspired you to try stargazing in this weather?
Yeah, I think stargazing is probably a bit optimistic tonight, but this year is the International Year of Astronomy because it's 400 years since Galileo built his first telescope. So I thought we'd have a go at building a telescope.
So, although we may not be able to see any stars, a telescope should at least let us see quite a long way away. Now, this does sound quite technical. Is it something people can do at home?
It's very, very simple. If you've got two magnifying glasses which work at different distances, they've got different focal lengths. So what you really want is one's a little eyeglass thing which you use for looking at gems, and one conventional magnifying glass.
Right, so we need one of those really quite small lenses. I think a lot of people use them to look at insects and so on, and something that you might use, say, to make text look a bit bigger on your newspaper.
You could probably get an effect with a very, very small conventional magnifying glass and a big one, but it's easier if you've got one of them, which is a hand lens.
OK, and what do we actually need to do?
Well, this one is ridiculously simple. All you have to do is hold the two lenses, the small one with a short focal length up to your, very close to your eye, and then take the larger one and put it in front of it and look at something interesting, and then just move the outer one in and out until you get a picture.
So in the absence of any stars at all in tonight's sky, you're actually looking at a street lamp. Is it sensible to be looking at sources of light like that? I mean, stars aren't very bright given that they're so far away.
Yeah, if you've got a very large magnifying glass, you'd probably be all right with a street light, but don't go anything brighter than that, and definitely never, never look at the sun with any kind of magnification at all.
Because you could permanently damage your eyesight.
That's right, you can focus all of the light from the sun onto the back of your retina and basically burn holes in it.
Okay, well, that's definitely something to bear in mind. Now, later on in the show, you're going to explain to me how this actually works, how this combination of two fairly low-power magnifying glasses are going to let us see things that are quite a long way away, and we'll also find out how they compare to professional telescopes. But first, just let me have a go and see what I can see with that.
Well, we'll leave Ben and Dave playing with their magnifying glasses, trying to see far-off objects. I hope they're not trying to peer and enter anyone's bedroom windows. Perverts. Sounds very optimistic to me, but they'll be back later and we'll let you know how they got on. They'll also be joined by Carolyn Crawford from the Department of Astronomy at Cambridge University, who will deliver her verdict on Dave's makeshift telescope.
Thank you, Kat.